I pray that you and I continue to draw closer to God through Christ Jesus, so we clearly understand where we are in Christ. So let's go through that very subject of where are we in Christ Jesus as we're led by the Spirit of the Lord today. See, in today's world, so many people are writing about God and our Lord Christ Jesus. See, how do we know if we have found Christ? Where's the evidence so we are not just praying and speaking into the air, but there is evidence that we are connected to Christ Jesus and He knows our name? This is a very important question in establishing our faith in the Lord. See, God's word speaks of several things we should experience when our faith is established in Christ Jesus. As we experience the Lord in our lives, we should grow in confidence and have assurance that in the end, we will be resurrected to life. We'll see the face of Christ Jesus because He's in us and we're in Him. Do we know where we are in Christ Jesus today, though, is the question. See, the sign that Christ Jesus would be born was given to the shepherds. An angel appeared before them, telling them the good news that a Savior would be born. The angel gave the shepherds the evidence they needed to find the baby wrapped and lying in a manger. The evidence was true about what was revealed about Christ Jesus. Many were looking for signs and wonders of the coming of Christ. We enter into a time where the only way things are going to get better. If Christ Jesus comes and set God's will straight for us again. See, John the Baptist waited for Christ's coming. He heard of the signs and wonders that were performed, so he sent his disciples to go and ask Christ if he was the one to come. And Christ told disciples to go back and report to John what you have seen, heard, and that the blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cured, the deaf hear, dead are raised, good news being preached to the poor. See, this is the evidence we're looking for, that you and I have established our faith correctly in Christ Jesus. See, the big question many are asking after seeing miracles performed by Christ, was who was he? There was confusion. Some were saying that Christ was John the Baptist, others saying he was Elijah, and others said Christ Jesus was Jeremiah, prophet. And Simon Peter spoke out, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Christ replied, "Blessed you, Simon, because God the Father revealed this to you." This is the evidence that we establish ourselves in Christ and where we are in Christ. We all have to get to a place in our faith where we know who Christ Jesus is for ourselves. Not someone that we know from a story. Not someone our parents taught us about. Not someone who we heard from behind a pulpit, but someone we've come to know for ourselves. Someone who's leading and guiding us through this thing. Go with me to Matthew chapter 16 verses 13 and 17. See, Christ has come for each one of us to come to know the Lord for ourselves. Who is Jesus to you? Matthew chapter 16 verses 13 to 17 says, when Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" And they replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others still say Jeremiah or prophets. But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Christ replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah. But this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven." See, Christ is asking us the question, who is Christ Jesus to you? Where are you in the Lord? Where is your faith? We have to be able to answer these questions when Christ talks to us. See, when we do not believe in what the Father spoke about His Son, what Christ testified about the Father, we won't be living by the truth of God. It takes truth for us to know where we are in Christ Jesus and to know where we stand in God's sight. We can't be like the chief priests who could not find any evidence to put Christ to death, so they made up stories, producing false witnesses and made up things about God. Christ spoke of a time when we would see Him sitting at the right hand of God, coming on clouds from heaven. It is that time that everyone would know what was spoken about Christ is true, but it'll be too late for those who have not chosen to believe in the Lord now, those who have not chosen to give their life over to Christ Jesus and God the Father now. Christ Jesus is the Son of God. Christ is the evidence we need, so our lives is evidence to others that Christ Jesus is indeed living inside of us and working things out in our lives. See, God the Father, Christ Jesus has been revealed to us. We have to be willing to give our lives over to God and follow Christ Jesus and show what we are, where we are in Christ Jesus, who we are in Christ Jesus, is what God wants us to be. See, the Lord tells us plainly, anyone who wants to save their lives will lose it, but whoever loses their life for Christ will find it. See, Christ said, what good does it for a person to gain a whole world and forfeit their soul? See, you and I got to understand, we got to know where we are in Christ Jesus. See, we like to make things complicated so others know that, or they think that we know a lot about something, you know, and we really do this with God's Word. We treat God's Word no differently. See, God has made His Word simple, so even a little child could come to understand and believe. We need to keep it simple and make our salvation not something that God receives us in and gives to us as a gift, not something that we make complicated, so we'll know what we are in Christ Jesus. We have to keep it straightforward in our hearts so the truth of God can be in us, and therefore we know we're standing on a sure foundation. We not only need to know who Christ is personally, we have to desire to be one with Him so we know where we stand in the Lord. See, Christ Jesus gives each one of us an opportunity to know Him, to be with Him, to be one with Him. See, Christ promised that if we come to Him, we would never go hungry. If we believe in Him, we would never thirst. The question is, where are we in Christ Jesus? Are we hungry? Are we thirsty? Where are we in the Lord? You and I have to know this for ourselves. I'm not asking you where you are in your church. I'm not asking you where you are in your belief. I'm asking you, where are you in your walk with Christ Jesus? See, to be one with God, we have to have confidence in where we stand in the Lord. Is our feet standing on solid ground? Are we confident like Martha, who came to Christ Jesus after her brother Lazarus died, speaking of her faith in God? With confidence, she spoke of God's resurrection power. And Jesus told Martha, He is the resurrection life, and anyone who believes in Him will live, and whoever believes in Him will never die. Where is our faith? Where are we standing in Christ Jesus? Are we still at the door? Oh, are we standing in His presence? You and I have to know this. It's Lord help us. It's critical to our faith. When things happen to us, we have to know where we're standing in God. Where are we standing in Christ Jesus? Are we still at the door where everything can bother us? We can be pulled on the other side. Where are we standing in Christ? Have you grown? Have you moved forward in the Lord? Have you matured? Have you seen some things fall off of you? Have you become a little bit more freer since you've been walking in Christ? Where are you in the Lord? See, many of us Christians today live as if we're not looking forward to being resurrected with Christ Jesus. We live at this world as our home. Christ Jesus came to give us confidence, so we're willing to give up our lives to live for Him. Christ said, when we look at Him, we're seeing the one who sent Him. He's come into the world as a light so that we may believe in him and should not stay in darkness. Where are you in Christ? Are you in the light? Are you in darkness? See, we have to establish our faith correctly so God can bring us out so we know with confidence what we are. We cannot understand where we are in Christ if we're confused about what we believe in. Or we're confused about Jesus being the vine and the Father being the gardener. Is that still confusing to us? Where are we in Christ? Has Christ begun to clean us up? Are we standing in darkness? See, are we not standing in Christ Jesus today? Are we not free from some things today? Where are you in Christ? What's the evidence? Where's the work that you and Christ and Christ is in you? See, if we don't remain in him, he won't remain in us. We're standing in the Lord. It will bear fruit and produce something good in us. See, we work every day trying to be successful in what we do. Whether it's work, family, or personal growth. If we really want to be effective in what we do with our lives, then the only way is for us to live in Christ Jesus, to know where we are in the Lord, to understand what the Lord has called us into, be faithful in the things of God. Go with me to John chapter 15, verses 5 through 7. We must get connected to Christ, and then we must stay connected to the Lord so we always know where we are in Christ Jesus. When the storms come, see, we'll know where we are in Christ Jesus. See, when the blessings come, we'll know where we are in Christ. We'll know how to handle the things of God. See, that's why it's so important for you and I to know where we are in Christ. So we understand, how can I handle this situation, whether good or bad? I'm in Christ Jesus. How do I handle this, Lord? John chapter 15, verses 5 through 7 says, I am the vine and you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in him, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given to you. Do you see the secret of us of knowing what we are in God? When we know where we are in Christ Jesus, listen to the scripture. We have to remain in Christ. Christ's word, the word of God, has to remain in us. So then when what we ask for things from God, he would give it to us because God knows we in him, because we know where we are in Christ Jesus. See, the only way we know where we stand in the Lord is by us knowing we are one with him. When Christ Jesus prayed for those who believed in him, he was praying for us? When the Lord spoke about them being one as he is one with the Father, was he talking about us? Was he talking about you? Where are we in Christ today? It's important that we know when we're standing in the Lord. Life has a way of throwing us curves, and we know the devil's doing nothing but trying to make us fall. He's not going to give up until Christ has destroyed his power and taken him away from us. Sometimes we get in places and frames of mind where we don't understand why we do the things we do. We don't understand why we can't carry out the good we desire to do, but or react in a loving way and kind way that we so much want to do, but that's not how we are. We must understand nothing good lives in us, in our sinful nature. The only way we can do is live our lives in Christ Jesus. The only way we can do good is by us being faithful and living our lives every day in Christ Jesus. So we know where we stand. We know what God is working on in our lives. We know what God is trying to get us to overcome. See, because we know what we are in Christ Jesus. I'm not at the door anymore, but neither have I reached the throne of God. But I am being worked on. God is working on me. I know where I am. I'm not where I used to be last year. See, I'm not even where I used to be last month. But I know where I am in Christ Jesus. I know the work God is having in me. We have to have confidence in Christ. Must be able to walk by the Spirit and grow in spiritual confidence so our feet does not slip. We must remain on solid ground in the Lord. We have to be confident knowing that God has set us apart and called us by grace. See, God was pleased to reveal His Son to us so we can work and serve Him and keep to the path in which we have been called. We know where we are in Christ Jesus because God allows us to know His glorious riches in Christ, who is the hope and glory of God. We know where we are in Christ Jesus because we proclaim Him and not ourselves. We know where we are in the Lord because we teach others wisely things, the godly things of God, and we present everyone perfect in Christ Jesus. We know where we are in Christ Jesus because there's no end to our labor. We use all our energy to serve the Lord because we know the power of Christ Jesus at work in us. See, we know where we are in Christ Jesus because it's not about us. We're not a self-centered person anymore. See, we're not trying to look for fame of this world. We're not trying to look for riches in this world. We know where we are in Christ Jesus. We know we have come out of the world and we're coming to Christ. God wants to ensure we find Him and live our lives through His Son. He took the time to teach us how we can get to know Him and His Son, Christ Jesus. Those who seek the Lord will find Him, with Him as riches and honor and doing wealth and prosperity. See, Christ provides us hope when He said in a loud voice, "Anyone who is thirsty, let him come to me and drink of me. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture says, streams of living water will flow from within him." Go with me to John chapter 7, verses 37 to 38. We have to know that we're living through Christ Jesus and not still living through ourselves. We're not still living through this world. See, we have to know where we are in Christ and where Christ has helped us to overcome so we can be effective, as God says. John chapter 7, verses 37 to 38 says, "On the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, 'If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture said, streams of living water will flow from within.'" We have to know where we are in Christ Jesus. We have to know that there's a flowing of living water flowing through us that Christ has put inside of us. See, we have to know where we are and what the work we're being called into. And see, it changes everything about our lifestyle. It changes everything about what we desire. It changes everything about what you and I seek in this world. Where are you in Christ? Are you at the same place you were 5 years ago? Are you stuck? In your faith, have you grown? Where are you in Christ? See, Paul says, by now, you should be further along. See, for us to live through Christ Jesus, we have to be one of His sheep. His sheep listens to His voice. They follow Him. If we want to live in Christ, we have to be able to hear His voice and follow the ways of God. See, if we're not willing to believe, listen, and obey, then we will not hear His voice, nor will be one of His sheep. We'll be found standing on the outside when we should be standing on the inside. See, we won't be in Christ. We'll be thinking we're in Christ, but we're not in Christ because we don't follow God's word. We don't listen to the voice of Christ Jesus. We don't obey God in any kind of way. Christ gives us this, He says. Those who live in Him, He gives confidence to keep on moving, to keep on growing in the Lord. Christ Jesus said, "Anyone who has faith in Him and does as He has done, the Lord will do greater things than what we've seen that He's done when He's with the Father." See, Christ says He will do whatever we ask in His name. He will do it. See, if we're faithful, when we live in Christ, we receive eternal life. We'll never perish. No one will be able to snatch us out of Christ's hand. It's time for us to live our lives completely in Christ, to give ourselves over to the work of the Spirit. Can I live in doubt? Like doubting Thomas, who would not believe until he touched and saw the wounds of Christ. We must fully believe so we have life in Christ Jesus and he remains in us. See, we know where we are in Christ Jesus by the way we live, by the things we do, by the things we seek, by the desires we have inside of us. And those who obey his commandments live in him and he in them. Where are we in Christ Jesus? Where's the evidence that we're following God's word? Where's the evidence that we're living by the commandments of God? We know where we are in Christ, but how well we receive guidance from the Spirit if the Spirit is abiding in us. Have you ever tried to live through another person? See, some have tried. They take on this person's demeanor. They take on their thoughts and they take on their character and even trying to look like them. They change themselves to try to look like somebody else, trying to be someone else. In the end, they are not the person who they're mimicking. They're not anything like the person that they're trying to be. See, but God provided a way for us to take on the character and attitude of Christ Jesus so we can live through him. We don't have to try to make it up. We don't have to masquerade or be phony or fake about it. God has provided us a true way to live in Christ Jesus, to become like him in every way. And we must learn to live in Christ so he lives in us and we know what we are in the Lord. I'm a living testimony of someone who tried to live for God through Christ Jesus in a religious way, trying to follow written code. Until the Lord taught me, as he has taught others, that we cannot live in Christ this way. We've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer us living, but Christ living in us. See, if we live in this body, we must live through faith in God, because our body means nothing. It doesn't matter what your body is like, but we put all our precious time on how we look and the way we walk and the clothes we wear. We don't understand that we're not living in Christ Jesus when we do that. We're not where we're supposed to be in the Lord when we focus on the things of this world. But through faith in the Lord who loved us, he gave himself over for us. So you and I must be willing to live ourselves and find ourselves in Christ Jesus. We know where we are in Christ by the movement of his Spirit in our lives. We know we are doing well in Christ when we experience the joy of the Lord, when sin has no hold on us, when we have the heart to help others, when we love one another, when we everything we have that we have, we're willing to give it to God and through Christ Jesus, and it brings God honor and glory. It is pleasing to God. We know what we are when Christ blesses us and God watches over us and God instructs and guides us. We know where we are because we hear the voice of the Lord. We follow the voice of the Lord. We follow the commandments of God. We know where we live in Christ Jesus. So we know we're living our lives right in Christ Jesus, we don't renounce our faith in the Lord. God knows everything. And he knows where we are in him. He knows where we live. He knows where Satan lived. There's nothing God does not know. So you and I can't fake God in this matter. We need to show ourselves and prove that we're living right in Christ Jesus to the glory of God. Praise God. Before God sent his son, we all lived outside of the Lord. Then God made a way for us to enter in. Praise the Lord. Christ made a way for us to know where we are in God, to know where we stand in him. Thank you, Jesus. I cannot express just how important it is each one of us understand where we are in Christ Jesus. I'm talking about using the truth of God to understand where we are. Not where we want to think where we are, but where are we actually in the Lord? By following God's command, by applying God's word to our lives. This is not about showing ourselves to others so they think we're great in the Lord. This is a personal journey. It's about knowing where we are in God, where we stand in Christ Jesus. See, God's word says before we accepted Christ, we was on the outside looking in. We accepted Christ. We stood at the door knocking, and the Lord opened the door and let us in. And where are we standing? Right on the inside of the door. Now we're stuck right there. But we're far away from God. But But God has made a way for you and I to enter in, to come closer, to draw closer to God. But we're standing at the door. We think that's good enough. I gave myself to Christ Jesus. And I remember that Sunday I went down before the altar and God allowed me in. He opened up the door and I was just standing on the other side of the door listening to everything in the world. But see, when you and I take on Christ Jesus, we have to allow the Spirit of the Lord to start teaching us, to change us, to teach us about God. We got to keep taking steps in our faith, drawing closer to God as He draws close to us. Each step of our journey gives us confidence of where we are in Christ Jesus, how we're growing in Christ Jesus. We move forward in our faith, knowing with confidence that we're in right standing with God. We don't have to worry. We don't have to fear. Nothing is going to overcome us. We are standing in God. We're standing in Christ Jesus. We're working on our faith. We're working on our salvation. God's working Himself out in us. We must know where we are in Christ. And the transformation that you and I are going through must be self-evident. So when someone sees us, can they see Christ in you? Oh, come on, Lord, help me, Spirit of the Lord. See, it's a growth thing, and you and I got to understand, we got to establish our faith in God, and then we got to start growing in the Lord. See, that it's got to be some evidence from the time we accepted Christ Jesus to where we are down the road, where we're growing, and there's evidence, and people can start seeing Christ in us. Oh, we still standing where we used to be. And there's no change. There's no evidence of change in us. Oh, we're standing on solid ground in Christ Jesus right now. Where are you standing right now? Right at this moment you hear this message. Where are you standing in Christ Jesus? Oh, where you should, are you where you should be? Are you standing where you should be? See? Are you wishing to go back outside the door? See, it's like we try to go in, we knock on the door, Christ lets us in, and then for a moment we're standing on the inside, and then we try to open the door and run back on the outside. See, we act like we can do this all day long, but God says, be careful. One day He's going to get up and shut that door. You better make sure you're standing on the right side of that door. You better make sure you're in Christ Jesus when that door gets shut. You don't know the hour of the day. So it's better for us to understand where we are and remain in Christ Jesus, because we do not know when God is going to shut that door and we're going to be on the outside screaming and hollering, wailing, talking about what we did for Christ. But God says, that doesn't matter. I let you in and you walked out that door. Let us have faith in God today. Let us stand right in God and continue to stand right in and know where we are in Christ Jesus and grow in the Lord, because God has great things planned for you. But we must remain in Christ to receive the things of God. May God bless us and guide us this day. In Jesus' name, amen.